This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, January 7th, 2015, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. A polar smile. This image represents one of many monitoring sites at the South Pole residual cap. Images are taken throughout the Martian year to document changes in carbon dioxide ice coverage. This image shows a popular spot where one of the features resembles a smiley face that is approximately 500 meters across. If you smile at Mars, sometimes it smiles back. Strange flow. Landslide, impact melt, or lava. This observation shows the full width of a high-rise image and its enhanced color strip, which only covers approximately 20% of the picture. The image is approximately 6 by 6 kilometers and is located east of Noctis Labyrinthus in a portion of the large canyon system Valles Marineris. Visible in this image is a close-up of extensive deposits, some of which have a bluish color, that originated outside of the valley. These deposits appear to have flowed down towards low-lying areas and then bank up against higher topographic features. Scientists are trying to determine if these deposits represent materials deposited by a massive landslide, an impact crater, or a nearby volcanic event. A recent impact in Elysium Planitia. This image shows a new impact crater in Elysium Planitia that was first discovered by the Context camera, also on board MRO, which formed between February 2012 and June 2014. It appeared as a dark streak with multiple secondary craters, which was not visible in a previous Context camera image. The high-rise camera commonly monitors new impacts such as these. However, this is the first image of this particular impact by high-rise. The image shows a very distinct crater rim and ejecta that is much darker than the surrounding dust-covered terrain. The distribution of the rayed ejecta suggests that the impactor struck from the west. The eastern portion of Kerberos Fossae. Visible in this observation is a section of Kerberos Fossae, which are comprised of a series of rifts presently located in Elysium Planitia, just north of the Martian equator. The fossae, Latin plural for ditch or depression, are in close proximity and related to the formation of Athabasca Vallis, which lies to the west. These rifts are collapse features believed to form by volcanic and tectonic processes. In this composite image, we can see that the rift is not continuous, but discontinuous and offset. The offset could be the result of a pre-existing subsurface discontinuity, such as a fault. The close-up view of high-rise infrared color shows us a plethora of information about Kerberos Fossae and the great amount of detail that high-rise captures. The clear view of boulders strewn in shadowed areas of the rift is a testament to the high signal-to-noise capability and high resolution of the high-rise camera. Aeolian dunes, along with boulders deposited from erosion of the rift walls, are also visible in detail. Using the pixel length of the shadow within the rift, the incidence angle of the sun at the time of the image was taken, and some trigonometry, the approximate depth of the various sections of Kerberos Fossae can be estimated. Based on this simple method, an approximate depth is 260 meters. This estimate suggests that the rift is as wide as it is deep. Another remarkable aspect of this image is the stark contrasts it captures. Light-toned dusty surfaces that surround the rift versus the dark blue basaltic sands and the shadows within the rift. The detail that high-rise can provide is indeed phenomenal, and as demonstrated here, the infrared color provides additional information. Why, for instance, is the floor of Kerberos Fossae a deep blue? And why is there such a contrast with the orange-grayish Martian surface? It's not water. The volcanic and mafic sand contains unoxidized iron, which appears as a deep blue, while the Martian surface is covered by oxidized iron-bearing dust, which appears orange-grayish. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.